Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I thought that the Pacers would win game three. I thought they're going to take advantage of this situation and go and knock the Cavs out in that game three. I caught grief from Jim in Strongsville about it.
I understand
the thinking here. We all know how these playoff series go.
Right.
And it's weird how games sometimes just go south. And I thought it would go south in game three. It didn't. Cavaliers led game three by as many as 26. Pacers looked terrible. And they were awful in game three. And all of a sudden, you're pumped up and excited. Cavs led by as many as 26, never trailed in the game, and they win big. And then last night was what I expected in game three, where the Pacers came out and just looked like they were ready to go. And they led by as many as 44 points. Cavs never led, and the Cavs never showed. And that's how can a team that wins by 26 on the road in game three come out and be down by 44 points in game four? It's so bizarre to me. It's nuts.
Not ready. Playing a little bit soft.
Ebb and flow of a series takes hold. Dan and I were talking this morning, and he said, maybe it's this. The Pacers threw everything they had at winning game one and game two here in Cleveland, and then came out and they had nothing in game three because they were just spent because of what they did. But then the Cavaliers had to do the exact same thing to win game three.
But the Cavs weren't spent because they had three guys sitting on the bench for game two that were kind of fresh.
And then they came out in game three and just kicked the you-know-what out of Indiana. But they were spent, and then they just got just destroyed last night in game four. All I know is if you do the math and you add it all up, it's the Pacers 3-1. And TNT's graphic last night said 95% of the time, an NBA team that's up 3-1 on a playoff series wins that series. I said this on Friday, Andy. If the Cavs win game three, they're done. Mm-hmm. If they happen to win, or if they lost game three, they were done. If they happen to win game three and lose game four, I think that's still an option that you can win this series. Once they went down 3-0, no team's ever been down 3-0 and come back to win.
Right.
And I thought that you got to win game three if you want to have any chance. I'm not going to rule them out. Nothing we saw last night would scream the Cavs are going to win this series.
If they get knocked out, which is, obviously their odds are they are going to get knocked out. But, they're odds for a reason. I'm going to go back and look at the series as 1.1 second because it would be tied coming back and you'd be in a best of three if they just could have played 1.1 second more in game two.
Because they were up 21 points in the second half and lost game two at home.
One defensive stand,
yep.
And we'd be tied coming back for a best of three. One. Yep. That's all they needed.
One thing that I think we – I don't want to jump down on this road too quickly, but I think this needs to be said today, and it's this. This team improved every year under J.B. Bickerstaff as head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And would they have improved this year under J.B.? Maybe. Did they improve under Kenny Atkinson? Without a doubt.
Sure.
I mean, Kenny's done a phenomenal job this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you changed coaches from a guy who had the team going in the right direction, who finished second in the NBA Coach of the Year voting this year, and replaced him with a guy who was the winner of the NBA Coach of the Year.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say they had bad coaching under JB, because they didn't. I didn't think their offense was very good under JB, and I thought it needed tweaked, and I said that. And they tweaked it by getting rid of JB and his entire staff. I don't know that they needed to do that, but certainly Kenny has done a wonderful job here.
Mm-hmm.
So you got rid of one guy who can coach, brought in another guy who can coach. So it's not the coach, Andy. It's the roster.
I keep saying this, though. I said this going in. So let me ask you this. What is a coach worth in a seven-game series? And in game three, I would have said the coach was worth a win because they were able to go to a zone that worked. And maybe that was the catalyst for them to win game three.
You still got to play the zone.
Yeah, but you could look at Rick Carlisle and say, okay, I looked
completely adjusted.
100%, and maybe he won game four.
Maybe. I'm sorry. Coaching in the NBA is a bigger deal than coaching, I think, in most sports, because it's I think it's a big deal. However, it still comes down to who's on the floor. And if this doesn't work, it'll be 3 years of this with, and I don't mean this in a bad way, 3 years with Donovan Mitchell, 3 years basically with this crew. And if they get knocked out, there will be some real soul searching done this offseason.
Yes, there will.
And they will have to decide, is this core four concept going to work? And if it's not, then you need to bust it up and make some really big moves. And I don't want to get too far down this road, but if you bust it up, man, you better be right. Because clearly these guys are good. And clearly they play well together. You know, do you tweak that? That's something that's coming if they don't win this series and move on. But because that'll be three straight years where you don't get out of the second round of the playoffs. And this year you would have done it with the NBA's Coach of the Year and 64 regular season wins. Chuck is in Shaker. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning.
Good.
Yes, as usual, it's a sad Monday.
Yeah, it is, Chuck. That was just awful last night.
It just seems like to me it would fall on coaching a little bit, Andy and Jeff, because it seems like the coach would, if it's not about preparing on the blackboard, it's mentally preparing the guys. And it just seemed like they come out and they're not mentally ready for what's going to happen, you know, because just like, okay, maybe I'm a little old. Muhammad Ali used to psych himself up. A lot of times he couldn't beat half the guys like maybe Sonny Liston, the big bad, or George Foreman. But he would psych himself up so much that he just said, I'm not going to be beat.
Yeah.
And he'd probably beat some of those guys. So sports is a little mental thing that has to go with, especially when you're in the playoffs, you know. And they just seemed like they just was lost out there. They didn't cover the under the basket. They didn't get back fast. It was just like they were lost. And it was a shame that it was on TV, you know, in TNT, whatever that was, ESPN, you know.
Where would you rather have at Polaroid? That's where I would have rather watched that game last night.
Yeah. I just one other thing I want to bring up right quick, guys, is it seemed like to me they got rid of the guys that we really needed, like Niang and LeVert, and they should have maybe tried to trade it Wade and Okoro with that deal with the Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta's got to want them, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But I'm just thinking that's a little more firepower than what we got with Wade and Okoro. You know, Niang and LeVert would have been.
Chuck.
Okay, guys.
Chuck, right. Thank you very much. It's funny that Chuck says that, because I was thinking last night, boy, I wonder, because I think I've always said how much I enjoy Caris LeVert's game. I think mm-hmm. Caris is tough. And George Niang can hit some shots. And I just thought, watching that game last night, I thought, I wonder what this would look like if you had LeVert and Niang. And I only say that because I think the bench has not been good in this series. And, you know, we heard about the Cavs' depth all year and how deep they are and how good their bench is. Well, that hasn't been the case. That said, I really like DeAndre Hunter. And I'd want DeAndre Hunter. Like, you know, just like Chuck just said.
I want Hunter, but too bad they
couldn't have picked up something else.
Would they win 16 straight with him once he got here? 15 or 16 straight when he got here? I'm not going to sit here and complain about him.
I agree.
And by the way, I texted you guys both this yesterday.
And it's not Hunter. But I like Chuck's thought. If you could have got him for something else, but you probably couldn't have, as you said.
If I'm trying to – when Hunter came out and pushed him after getting punched –
Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah. Do you think that Mathurin, that nothing happens? I think nothing happens.
Well, they wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah, if Hunter didn't go out and push him and take the tech, then Mathurin would have been okay, and they wouldn't have said anything about it. I mean, yeah. As it turns out, somebody said it at halftime.
I think Mathurin was called for a foul on the punch before the push, though, wasn't he?
No, it looked like the play had already started.
I thought the referee actually blew the whistle.
Unless I'm wrong, I thought there wasn't.
Because it was dead when DeAndre Hunter walked over to him and pushed him.
No, they were about to inbound the ball. I'll go back and watch it during the break. But they were about to inbound the ball, and if he hadn't gone out there and pushed him, there's no way they would have reviewed the whole thing. And then I'm pretty sure it was Barkley at halftime that said he looked to see if that was going to be a turning point in the game, because he was right. Like, I thought exactly the same thing. I was like, okay, maybe this is what flips the game around, because the starters had been so cold coming out of the gate. And I was like, I wanted to see Garland get involved early on. And Garland didn't get involved. They got cold. You know, when Strus misses, he misses. And you're just like, you don't have your faith in him kind of leans a little bit the other way. And then you wait for Mitchell to bring these guys back up and resuscitate the offense, and then all of a sudden, then everybody gets in the offense. And then I thought, well, maybe the ejection would have been the changing point in the game. And it wasn't. It didn't. I don't know that it fired Indiana up, but, I mean, there was just no turning back. Game's over. Forget about it. You got to come back and win this thing. Just turn the page. What else are you going to do?
I don't know if you can turn the page from a game where you were down by 44.
I absolutely think this team can turn the page on it.
And win 3 straight? Give me that next.
All right.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram. Little Browns rookie talk, rookie camp talk coming up with Scott.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I still find it shocking that the Cavaliers were just flat in every which way last night. I mean, losing the game? No, I wouldn't have been surprised at that. That happens in the NBA playoffs, and the Cavs lost the first two games at home. So they clearly put themselves in a terrible position. I just can't believe that there was such a swing in play. And you could say the same thing about Indiana. You know, Indiana was not good in game 3.
Mm-mm.
But they sure were good last night. And it was just a complete flip, and even more so for the Cavs last night. It's mind-boggling to me how a team in a must-win game for the Cavs. Let's be frank about that. Game three was really must-win, closely followed by game four after the Cavs got it done in game three. How can you come out with some really talented basketball players, some great coaching, and be that bad, Andy? I truly don't understand. It wasn't like it was a second night of a back-to-back. Wasn't like they flew in from Sacramento and got there at 3:30 in the morning. And they're sitting in a fine hotel in Indianapolis and then show up for game four and did that. It's unbelievable.
But Jeff, you know as well as I know that it's the ebb and flow of the game. And
these playoff series are weird.
Yeah, they couldn't buy a bucket early on. And the next thing you know, they're down 10 early. They were stuck on five forever, and then they just couldn't get rolling. And then, man, I mean, you'd sit down there and you watch that second quarter where they got outscored 42-16, and you're listening for taps. It was not good. I mean, they couldn't hit a bucket, and Indiana just couldn't miss. And guess what? There are going to be nights like that in the NBA. It happens.
Well, it sounds silly, and it's weird. I'll never completely understand it, but we know that that's how that goes. I'm looking right now at the 2016 NBA Finals, and if anybody remembers this, because Andy and I talked about this before the show started today, and let me just throw these numbers at you real quick, because this shows how wacky things are, and it talks about the ebb and flow of a playoff series. Golden State, back when the Cavs won the NBA championship, right? They were down 3-1. They came back and won it. Cavs lost game one by 15 points. They lost game two by 33 points at Golden State. It was 110-77. Cavs looked just completely outmatched. Come home and win game three by 30. So that's, we saw that, right? In this series, as the Cavaliers went out and dominated in game three, and then Golden State bounced back and won game four by 11 to go up 3-1. So these are all double-digit games. Cavs come back and win by 15 in game five. They won by 14 in game six. And the only real competitive game, close game at the finish anyway, was game seven when the Cavaliers won by four. So, I mean, double-digit games in every game of that series until the last one. And that's why this stuff is so strange. And honestly, Andy, I think it's why, will the Cavs win this series? No, I don't think they will. Will they bounce back? No. Could they? Yes. Yes, they could. It's been done before. There's still a chance. And as bad as game four was, look back at 2016. Cavs are down. They lose by 33 points, and they're down 2-0. And they came back and won the series. So that's why you don't rule anything out. And so far, same pattern, except flip it. The home team won each of the first three games in that series. Road team won each of the first three games in the current series.
I'm just going to give you a little good news in case you need a little pick-me-up.
You're buying lunch?
No, Caitlin Clark works on Pacers Overtime on their radio show afterwards, and she said she felt bad for the Cavaliers.
Oh, that's great.
Man, that was some good basketball, she said, but then she said, I started to feel bad for the Cavaliers.
All right, so you have people feeling bad for your team, folks. How's that
Can't
feel?
Have nice thing.
Nope, Cleveland isn't Cleveland. Welcome, Cleveland.
Cleveland!
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
We're trying to make sense of something that we can't make sense about.
Meh.
Well, I made sense of it. I said to myself, I like my Cavaliers a lot because there's some nice guys, And they're pretty good. I think I'd have all of them babysit and watch my kids if I wanted to, because they're such good guys. Now, there's three people I wouldn't. Yin Yang and LaVert and Tristan Thompson. I wouldn't let them watch my kids, and then I'll let you guys go with that. But they're a wonderful team.
Cleveland, not sure what your point is there. Unless you're thinking
he still loves his team. He believes in his team. I think that's what we're talking about, right?
What's wrong with Caris LeVert? George Niang used to join the morning show all the time.
I don't know.
I think you let George watch your kids. Seemed like a nice fella.
Yeah, why not?
Don's in Cleveland. Hello, Don.
How does he have time to do that?
I don't know.
How are you guys doing today? Thanks for taking a call.
Yes, hey, man. Mediocre.
I think the previous caller's point was the guys he doesn't want to watch his kids are jerks and mean, and they play a different style of basketball than the current roster of the Cavs. Look, the other thing you got to remember is Rick Carlisle is an all-time great NBA coach. He's an awesome coach.
Couldn't agree with you more.
He coached the pants off Kenny last night. And those coaches are probably each responsible for a win in every series. Maybe one of those coaches are responsible for two. So the coaching last night advantaged Carlisle big time. He took Jared Allen out of that game early. And Mobley cannot handle the Pacers' aggression by himself because Mobley's just too finesse. And when he tries too hard to be aggressive, his game gets out of whack. We're also very sloppy ball handlers, and we're lazy with passes in many instances. So when you got guys like Strus or Merrill or Hunter or Ty, that even Ty's a good ball handler, but when they're the main guy on the floor that's got to handle the ball in a pressure situation, they don't do that well. So you put all those things together, added with the fact that this roster has got quite a few guys on it that just aren't strong on the defensive end. They'll play good team defense, but a guy like Merrill, a guy like Ty, and a guy like Hunter, they're not aggressive on defense to match the Pacers' aggressiveness. So once you fall behind and your threes aren't falling, this roster will not come back in a playoff series like they can in the regular season. So, the roster changes are probably coming, but they shouldn't be extremely significant. You just got to tweak those spots because your core three or four aren't going anywhere because that's how you won 64 games.
Don, thank you very much. We let Don speak on that.
I know this is going to be a topic, and I don't want to dive too far into the pool on this thing, but if they had the opportunity to get Giannis, and I don't, some of the assets aren't there, you have to go back, and then you abandon the current plan if you could bring in somebody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We could say they're not going anywhere, but you never know, and a Dan Gilbert-owned team is never scared to be aggressive to try to win more.
And here's the other thing, and this is what might be coming, and Don didn't want to go there, but we will. Mm-hmm. Winning 64 games in the regular season is all well and good, but that's not why you play this thing.
No.
So that's where you're going to have to sit back and look and think.
A long season.
Dan Gilbert, Kobe Altman, if the Cavs don't pull off an amazing comeback, where they're going to have to look and think, okay, this is 3 years in a row we didn't get past the second round of the playoffs with our core four.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the core four's fault? It's not the coach's fault. You change coaches.
Yeah.
You fired the guy who was second for coach of the year who got you better every year and brought in a guy who was coach of the year.
Hell, they fired a guy that got him to the NBA finals at one point. So let's be honest.
And
they
that worked.
Yeah, it did.
And that worked.
Yeah.
So, it's real clear what would have to happen, right? Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, hey.
Hey, listen, I'm about to just hit you real. Two things is going wrong. First, I told you guys about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, I said, well, listen, the Cavs don't have a dog on their team that's not going to work in the playoffs. You guys were talking about team basketball and how Donovan Mitchell took a step back to become a better leader. And I said, well, that's not going to work in the playoffs. You need to be a dog. What did Mike Tyson say? Everybody got a plan that gets smacked in the mouth? That's exactly what we saw yesterday. My problem with the Cavs is, why did they change styles of play? When they went on those 16-0 runs, 18-0 runs, 15-0 runs, they were moving the ball fast. They were running up and down the court, moving the ball fast. This looked like the same old Cavs that walked the ball up and everybody's out running them. So I don't understand what's happening to the pace of the game and that made them change that pace of the game. Because I don't think they're going to win this thing, but yesterday it looked like that coach said, bust him in the mouth. That's why, and Baskin, you was wrong.
Oh, I was wrong.
He fouled him. No, I'm saying, Mr. Phelps, you were wrong. He fouled him. He punched him in the stomach.
Yeah.
The play was over. They were about to inbound it, and then he went over and pushed it, and he flopped. Like, he knew, like, he was told to do that. That's why all the coaches gave him a high five when he was leaving the court. Like, he was told to do that. And yet, that's what shook the Cavs. So my thing is this. The Cavs got to come out and just, do what they got to do. Don't get rid of the core four. All you got to do you one center. You have to get Jared Addison help in the offseason, and I mean a legitimate help, and you have to do something with Dean Wade. You have to do something with Dean Wade. Like, real talk, he's out there doing absolutely nothing. He's not anybody can play soft defense, but he's doing absolutely nothing. You are a 3-point shot specialist. So is Merrill. You guys have to do what you got to do, and we will win. We can win this series. Those two people, and I know it's going to sound stupid, but those two people are the key to this whole thing. That's it. That's it.
All right, Corey. Cool, right. Thank you, Corey.
You know, I was a little worried about, and I can't say that this has actually been the case. You know, the Cavs played so well all year by playing a lot of guys and keeping minutes down and not going guard heavy and everything else. Donovan Mitchell has been incredible. But Donovan Mitchell has been taking so many more shots than he took in the regular season.
Yeah.
That's not on him. But it's a different style of play than the Cavs played and were so successful with during the regular season. I'm not going to get mad at a guy for being as great as Donovan's been. I mean, in this series, 33, 48, and 43 points. 12 yesterday until he got hurt.
Yeah, but Jeff, how many times have we watched
48 and 43 get you, Andy?
How many times
you were 1-2 after
that's
those
a good
games?
Point. So, and how many times do you look at a scorebook and say, "Oh, that guy had 50 and they lost"?
Yeah,
because it doesn't work.
That's exactly right.
That's
my point. Andy.
That's LeBron 1.0.
Right. That's my point.
That's if you learned one thing about the game when LeBron was here, either first time or second time, was that first time if he had to score 50, how often did they win? Yeah, they had one gigantic win against, you know, Detroit to get them to the finals in 07. But those games, is you're in bad shape if you got a guy that's got to score 45 or 50. Well, when you look at the box score and you see that all the starters are in double figures, then you're in good shape.
Nothing against Donovan on this.
No.
And seriously. But in the first three games, he took 30, 30, and 29 shots. And that's not how the Cavs were successful during the regular season. We're going to get back to Cavs. It's going to dominate the conversation all day long. But Browns had rookie minicamp. Scott Petrak was there. He joins us every Monday at 11. By golly, it's almost 11 on a Monday. Petrak next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.